Welcome to Mondays with Miles. A hot button issue right now is whether coaches at the collegiate level should be paid salaries upwards of $4-5 million a year. Dr. Brand, your thoughts?
First of all, Josh, it's not salaries, it's compensation, and that's a very important distinction. It sounds subtle, but it's not. The universities are paying about 25% of these large numbers you hear. The rest of the money is coming from apparel contracts, speaking engagements, summer camps, TV shows. This is outside earned income. Now, take $1 million coach, you know, $250,000 as a salary to the coach from the school is not inexpensive. It's higher than almost every faculty member gets at that institution. But the outside earned income is large. So $1 million salaries put coaches in rarefied air. There are about 50 or 60,000 coaches, and we've seen 3 or 4 dozen at that level. And so that makes sense. But what we've seen in recent weeks is a jump, an escalation from that. And in fact, one coach received a $4 million salary. That really requires us to ask some hard questions. For example, suppose that return on investment is such that for the school, it makes sense that somehow having a coach of this level brings in additional donations. I'm not sure it brings in additional people to the stadium. They probably have the stadium filled already. I'm not sure it brings in new TV contracts because those are already done through the conference office. But let's assume, for the sake of argument at least, that the donations increase and this person is bringing in more money than the school is paying them in salary. And the rest of the money comes from outside sources that have nothing to do with the institution. So the return on investment is high for the institution. I'm not sure that's true, but again, for the sake of argument, assume that. I'm still not sure that that's right. We have to ask the question of what's proper within the context of higher education. At what point have we say we've gone too far? And I think that we need to have a serious dialogue about this now, because we've reached the point at which the market between the NFL and college head football coaches has collapsed. It's a single market, people moving back and forth without any detrimental compensation differences. Is that appropriate or not? So I think we have some hard questions to ask.
A football coach just makes significantly more money than all of these people who are invested in the academic futures of the thousands of students that pass by. And I understand the investment thing, but it just doesn't seem to sit well with me.
Well, you know, you have to ask yourself, who's making these decisions? There is a mistake out there that thinks the national office, the NCAA, is making the decisions. Well, the NCAA can't make these decisions. About 12 or 15 years ago, the NCAA tried to cap the fourth basketball coach's salary and wound up in a Supreme Court case, lost on antitrust grounds, and was fortunate to be able to settle the case for $55 million. That's one trial earning.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't have the legal authority to set salaries or compensation packages for anyone on campuses. So you have to ask the questions of the campuses. Those are where the salaries are set. And you have to ask the question, at what point does it become proper for a president and a board of directors, board of regents or trustees for a university to say, we want this coach so badly that we're willing to step out in this way and attract. And we can't stop it, but I think we, as a community, need to ask those questions.
You know, I'm fervently in favor of amateurism and student athletes not being paid. I don't even think it should be a question. But I have to ask the question, when a football coach is making $4 million and seemingly everybody is getting rich on college football and major, you know, men's basketball programs, and our students are getting their scholarships, yeah, can you reaffirm my belief in the amateurism here, and why aren't our student athletes getting a bigger piece of the pie?
Well, first of all, it's like saying cars are too expensive. A Rolls Royce costs $250,000. How can I possibly afford a car? Well, the fact is Chevrolets don't cost $250,000. Yes, there are a handful of coaches. In this case, it's just one who's making this salary. So we can't generalize to think that all coaches are being overpaid. Actually, coaching in college as well as in high school is an underpaid profession.
Absolutely.
So, and they work hard. They're good at it. They're committed to the young people that they coach, but by and large, it's not a well-paying profession, except for that tiny tip of the iceberg. So let's be careful about generalizing from there. it does look like in those cases that there's some impropriety, and that's what you're questioning. And I think we need to ask those questions. I don't think it's related at all to whether we pay student-athletes. That's a wholly different issue. We don't pay student-athletes because they are students. And we don't pay English majors, and we don't pay journalist majors, and we don't pay those who participate in athletics. We just don't pay students. They're not employees. They're there to get an education. Some of them had avocations, and some of them have pre-vocational opportunities that they're looking forward to position themselves for a professional career. Very few of them could make that. If it weren't for their exposure and training in college, they wouldn't even have that chance. That's a wholly different story. But with respect to the coaches, I think when we're getting to the same market as the NFL, we've got some hard questions to ask.
Basically, last question. The thing that bothered me during the football offseason is that you got teams that have qualified. We have 32 bowl games, teams that have qualified for the postseason, and you have coaches leaving before their teams play the postseason games because the hiring process, your hiring offseason, if you will, starts before the postseason is played. So we had coaches going to new teams, watching their new teams from the stands while their old teams had interim coaches. And I couldn't help but feeling that this wasn't fair to the student athletes. What is your take on that? I know it's a little bit away from the salaries, but I wanted to get your take.
Yeah, it is a little unfair to the student athletes. Some schools, remember, the schools do the hiring, as I explained a moment ago. Some schools want to get a jump on the hiring process and moving towards it earlier and earlier. Once they decide they don't want the coach, it's very awkward to have that coach still coaching at the school. And it is unfair to the players, I think, as they move forward in order to have an advantage in the hiring process. They don't want to wait too late, because if you wait too late, what happens is that they lose out on the recruiting for the next class. And so schools and ADs are trying to move quickly enough so that they can have people in place to do the recruiting for the next year, not lose a whole year. But someone you've been working with for 4 years or 5 years as a student-athlete leaves before the big game, that's unsettling. But I think it may be even better than having a coach who is no longer working for the school, or at least has no long-term prospects for the school, coaching. That strikes me as a pretty awkward situation.
Well, it's definitely a tough situation. We'll keep our eyes on that as well as the escalating salaries. Thank you so much for being so candid.
Good to be with you, Josh.